Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Steve, Chris, Lauren, and Sharpie. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
I'm doing excellent.
I think your child
is standing over here looking weird.
Well, she does that.
Yeah.
She can't help it.
We'll have to put her on the show one time.
Yes.
Well, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But not tonight. Go away.
Okay. Go away, kid. You bother me.
She's pretty cute. She's cute. She didn't inherit any of her father's looks.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Oh, that's right. It's Steve's birthday, and we've been harassing
him
all day.
That's your birthday bash.
I know. It's been like a 24-hour thing. It's been a 24-hour pictures of Steve thing. Yeah. Lauren gave us the best one.
That picture, yeah. I seriously was going through my pictures. I almost peed my pants.
Where did you find that?
It was
when we did that Halloween Horror Night.
Oh,
and
I wasn't there.
I don't even remember taking the picture.
Did you intentionally sit between those two balls, Steve?
That's at the Men in Black ride.
But you know what? I have a picture of Lisa sitting on them too, but Lisa looks innocent. Steve's just really made me crack up.
Yes. All of Steve's pictures look weird. I don't know what it is. Steve, you're demented. Did you call your mom today and thank her for giving birth to you? And were you like, hey, thanks a lot?
Yeah, that was the first thing I did.
Oh, good.
At 3:02 a.m.
That's excellent. Oh, do you know when you were born? That's very cute.
No.
I don't know when I was born.
I have no idea.
I'm sure I came
at like some crazy hour.
Yeah, no doubt.
It makes
inconsiderate,
for a better,
of course.
A better story, even if I didn't. Exactly. So what are we having today? What's our topic?
Well, we've got a couple of news stories, and we're going to go over a listener question, and then we're going to do something a little non-Disney and talk about Legoland.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Universal.
No, that's our next show.
Oh, never mind. I got excited.
That's why they put me in charge.
I thank God, because the week you were gone, it was a little weird. It was just weird anyway.
You're not allowed to leave again, Lisa.
Yeah, don't go. And if you go, take him.
I told you that. I agree.
Well, thank you. I feel very needed and wanted.
We've put you on house/podcast arrest.
Apparently.
I think it's a good idea.
All right.
Besides, she can't really be anywhere where I can't contact her anymore. I have issues with that.
The whole boat thing doesn't work for us, Lisa. What's the deal with that?
I'm sorry. I...
What can we say, Lisa? Without you, we're sunk.
Oh, boy.
Oh, for the love of life.
Here we go. And the waves crashing down.
Hey, I thought that
Not
pun was ship-shaped.
He's been holding on to that since you went away, you know.
I have.
Sharpie.
It was a hell of a good joke.
Sharpie, masked you do this.
Okay, let's start.
Steve hates puns. Do you know that?
I know.
He told me he did. He's like, I hate puns.
If I'm not careful, he may kill me.
Cotton candy and puppy dogs and unicorns and small children's
and apple pie
and
baseball.
I heard he picks puppies.
I hate America.
Wow.
He told me he was moving to Canada.
What?
All right, we have to stop.
Wow.
Because that one person,
he's going to get hate mail.
We do. We get hate mail anyway for going on top topic.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
All right, so we're going to start with a news story on Be Our Guest over in the Magic Kingdom. Who would like to cover this?
Can I do
disappointing?
It?
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, I'm not disappointed at all. So basically, for the time being, and touring, our friends over at Touring Plans have reported this. It didn't come from us. It wasn't like we're on the job and got the scoop. Touring Plans has reported that from now on, Be Our Guest is going to be Fast Pass only. And that's for the, as they put it, foreseeable future. There's no, you know,
Be Our Guest lunch.
Right. Be Our Guest lunch. Thank you. It's not like they've said, oh, we're just going to try this for 48 hours and then we're done. They've said for the foreseeable future, which means since those Fast Passes are only available to on-site guests, if you're staying off-site, you're not eating at Be Our Guest for lunch.
You're not. So they're not going to do any walk-ups?
They've got to be doing something.
They've got to because
they'll modify
people just don't show up.
People will riot for that potato soup, Lisa, and the cream puffs.
Well, then they'll start charging people maybe that don't show up.
Ooh, good point. Because they don't take a credit card guarantee right now.
No, it's a fast pass.
This is turning into Mother Russia. Because in Mother Russia, they did this. You would have to make
you had
a fast
to have
pass
a fast
for
pass
your,
for Be Our Guest?
For the bread line. The bread line, Lisa, was awful.
Not Be Our Guest. Okay.
I'm making that up.
And then I guess they're testing at Toy Story now. You can't.
That's the next news story.
That's not
yeah.
gonna...
What's the same thing?
What are you, like, Mr. Jumpy or something?
No kidding.
You think it's your birthday? But it's really sad because people will go, oh, I tried to get it, you know, this morning, 180 day plus 10. I couldn't get it. And, you know, it's kind of mediocre food. So
you just started raving about the potato soup and now you're saying it's
but
mediocre.
But that's lunch. Lunch is excellent. Lunch is the bad thing. So lunch now, if you don't get that fast pass. And what did you say, Lauren? It was 27 days people can get that?
Yep. From the date you want to go. So okay. It's not from your booking date. It's from the date you want to eat.
Okay. So 27 days out. Wow. They're going to have to do something because it will be
that's
a tiny
ridiculous.
Little, it'll be an angry yeah. little mom.
Who wants to use a fast pass for lunch?
Oh, I think it
I
works
mean,
really
real.
Well. No, it works. Uh-oh. He just said, let's get real. Uh-huh. He's upset.
I'm sorry.
Get it? Is that R-E-E-L?
Fast passes are strictly reserved for good experiences and
that
attractions.
That food is a good thing.
Chris is looking
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, it's a meal. Let's be honest. I can't honestly think of one scenario where I would prefer a fast pass for a meal over a fast pass for an attraction.
Well, the good thing is it really doesn't count against your fast passes for the attraction. It's just that's sort of the wrong way to term it. It's not really a fast pass. They just call it that. It doesn't count against the ones you're getting for your attraction.
It doesn't count against the three.
That's right, Steve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was reading on some blogs today that people were just up in arms about this. They're like, you know, this is just ridiculous. First, now we have to book dining at 180 days, fast passes at 60 days, at midnight 60 days, and then 6 a.m. for 27 days to be our guest.
You get a lot
they're
to
like,
do.
This is just ridiculous. It's so much work to go.
Right. And that's exactly my biggest problem is like they're making something that used to be fun, spontaneous. It's hard enough to plan a vacation anyway, and then to plan it down to this level of minutiae.
Well, that's yeah. And now they've taken it to the
It's ridiculous.
Rides. You know what, Chris? I actually agree with you. I don't like all the over planning. And Lisa and I went into town to a conference for travel agents. And I was talking to a travel agent who doesn't really book Disney. And she was saying, you know, it kind of takes the fun out of it. And it kind
of
does.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course it does.
Well, yeah.
I like a little spontaneity.
We're going to go next week to Disney and we're going to meet up with a bunch of friends and fans. And
don't say fans.
We can't.
It just sounds like you're so hopeful.
Yes, maybe a fan will show
fans!
Up. Yes! No, but we're going to meet up with a bunch of friends at the park. But we won't be able to ride anything as a group because we either have to wait in a huge line because we can't go, hey, let's run over here, get some fast passes, go have lunch, and then let's go ride a ride.
It's
impossible.
All it does is limit your options. That's all it does.
Yeah, so now we'll be at Epcot or whatever, and if we want to ride Thunder Mountain, if we wait an hour or we don't ride. So, you know, it limits you to what you can do as a group.
I understand giving the ability to do this, but to force everyone to do it is, I'm sorry. Disney's just wrong on this.
I like it for some things like Toy Story Midway Mania. Like I always hated having to go into the park when it opened.
Well, now, do you know what you have to do now?
Kill somebody.
You have to have a fast pass.
Right. Right.
The new rule now, well, they're testing it, is if you don't have a fast pass for Toy Story or Midway Mania, you can't ride.
Right.
So they're testing it now. So you show up and you didn't book a fast pass 60 days out or 90 days out or I can't remember. No, 60 days out if you're staying on property, then you're just not getting on.
Sorry, folks. Wally World's closed.
Yeah.
Good one.
You needed to book this 2 months ago if you wanted to ride for 4 minutes. Yeah, so if you want to ride, it could get to the point where if you wanted to ride certain rides, you got to book those rides. And then can you imagine it's going to be like concert tickets? People are going to be like, I didn't get the fast pass for Toy Story. I'm not going.
Wow.
You know what? Yep. Actually, Lauren can actually speak to that.
I actually can.
Yeah, because you'll get some person who'll be like, I'm just not going.
Yep. That is actually true. People are getting really frustrated.
Yeah, there are people saying, well, cancel my trip. I'm not going. I didn't get Elsa and Anna. I can't get Midway Mania.
Well, and good. You can't even wait in line now.
And I hope Disney sees it on their bottom line. Our usual they listeners can. Will know that I am normally very positive and very upbeat, but I think all of this in-depth planning and constant, like, you have to babysit your vacation starting in 180 days.
Right.
No one has time for that.
Well, that's why
that's
ridiculous.
Not a fun vacation if you
it's
have
not.
To do that.
It's just more stress. And yes, it's going to, it adds to Disney's bottom line because the whole Magic Band thing, oh, we increased park spending. Fantastic. But wait until your attendance drops because you can't get your Fast Pass to Anna and Elsa. You can't ride Toy Story Midway Mania. You can't walk up and have lunch at Be Our Guest. All of these things, and you can be in the park and done by noon. And if there are no other Fast Passes, you're going to be waiting in lines for the rest of the day. Blah.
And here's the other thing, which I know we don't normally, you know, plug the whole travel agent thing, but many people who used to book on their own will now only book with a travel agent because it's just too much work.
It is.
I don't blame them. I really don't.
It's pushing people that used to be able to do it on their own to not want to be bothered.
People are really intimidated by it.
Well,
and it is a ton of work.
Yeah. People, I mean, even I'd hate booking it. Even I don't even book it.
You don't. You let Lauren do it.
I go, Lauren, can you get us a fast pass? Even I don't like to.
Travel agent do it.
Lauren will always say, you know, you have fast passes for that. And I'll say, oh, do I? Thank you, Lauren.
Because even for us, it's like, oh, I don't have time to do this.
It is. It's a pain. It's a huge pain.
It's just a pain in the butt.
I can't control my planning.
Yeah. It's too far. Everyone has too much going on in their daily lives to try to plan for their vacation at exactly 180 days out and figure out that they're going to ride.
180 days out, I want to go and I want to eat at Le Cellier. And then right afterward, I want to ride Soarin'. You know, it's kind of like,
you got to plan it out at like, okay, I'm going to pick the 6 p.m. time for this. So I'm going to be in this park and then I'm going to pick, and you got to pick that way in advance.
Okay. So what do you like about my Disney experience? You know what I like about it? I like my Magic Band.
I like the Magic Band.
When I was at Universal last week, I kept thinking, wow, it'd be great to have a Magic Band.
Can I tell you what would be perfect?
What?
If we went back to the old Fast Pass system where we didn't pre-book.
Right.
Exactly.
Using the Magic Band and you just tap to get your time.
Yeah, I have to agree.
And every 2 hours, you can tap to get your time, just like you used to be able
to.
Yeah,
that would be
that
great.
That system was not broken.
Let me call Mickey and tell him that we need to switch back.
Well, yeah, because
keep the magic bands, but put that system in place.
Hold on. I've got him on speed dial.
Because if you don't have a smartphone now, you can't go to Disney.
No, that's true. And
you
to
really
be honest,
can't.
You know what drives me crazy? Because even today, we were talking to Disney today, and somebody said, well, you use your smartphone and then you do this, this, and this. And I'm like, gosh, I've never been able to bring up my Disney experience while I'm in the park. I mean, it's so overloaded that it's hard to use in the park. It's hard to change those dining reservations.
The hilarious thing
was
the last time we were there, there was a cast member out like in the middle of the walkway by the Hall of Presidents. And she was like just randomly stopping some guests who were looking at their smartphone to see if they were using the app. And it was so funny. She was taking all of these notes on like a paper tablet.
Yeah.
I was like, you are assessing this system that Disney has spent $1 billion on. And you are recording these thoughts on a tiny spiral bound notebook. Go you. So high tech.
That's funny.
Do you know who loves this?
Disney.
People who plan, they book a year out, they do dining 6 months out, they do fast passes. People who do everything right and who go once a year or once every few years. If you're going a lot, and this is, of course, a problem, I'm not complaining because, you know, I recognize all the time how fortunate we are to actually go as much as we do. But if you do this a lot, it just becomes a little overwhelming, I think. But I think the people who, this is a vacation they're going to take once every 2 or 3 years or once every 3 or 4 years, they love this.
Because it kind of gets them
into the spirit of it. They're like, oh, I'm so excited. I get to do my fast passes in 60 days.
Because we got out of seeing Mickey, and the people that were in front of us were like, look at the line. It was like a 2-hour line, and we got our fast pass. We were so lucky that because we stayed on property, and she was telling her grandma, we got these fast passes, and we got 3 of them, and we get to skip 3 of these really long lines. And I was thinking, like, if you knew the old system, but they don't know. They don't know that you could have gotten you. So they think the new system is great.
Can you say it just once for me?
No.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. And then there was another family I saw that was the same. They were saying the same comments. They were so relieved to have their fast passes for staying on property.
Well, and if you don't know any better.
Yeah. Then you're like, wow, this is great, because look at these lines. That was a 2-hour wait, and I just went right to the front. That's awesome.
But you can't even get, like right now for December, you can't get Anna and Elsa, and you cannot get Seven Dwarves. At 12:01, they're gone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You can't get them.
Yeah, which is odd, because the system either goes... You know, they either fill up that fast and you can't even see them, or some.
I think they're releasing some at night and
some weird.
I think so too.
How many more attractions are they going to do this? Like they've done with Toy Story. How many attractions are going to be fast pass only?
I think you're going to see Toy Story.
They can't do that.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to be that way. Although, what were we told when we had Lynn test on the show?
But they're testing it at Toy Story now.
Well, we were
beyond.
It's not going to happen though.
But it's. I can't even understand how they could have thought to test that idea.
Weren't we told, though, that the goal, that the documentation inside Disney was 12 fast pass experiences per day?
Or 12
per guest.
12 game, or 12 rides?
12 attractions of some sort that can be fast pass per person per day. So, that we were told that the ultimate goal was to do 12, not 3,
we
not 4,
that.
To have you scheduled for 12 attractions a day.
And it would be in different parks, too, if you wanted.
Right. It could be in different parks.
That's crazy.
Right, because what if I want to ride Toy Story Mania, like, 6 times in a row?
That's
what it stops you from being able to
I
do.
Know, that's what I hate.
If you ride it 6 times in a row, I'll still beat you 6 times in a row.
Yeah, maybe. Because you did beat me at that one attraction we were on at Universal. That's the first time I'd been on it, though.
I don't know. Disney's stressful enough to... have to worry about being at all these different places at all these different times, and the bus transportation system, and getting there and dealing with kids, and I don't know. That's too much for me to plan.
Putting on your sunblock.
Yes. Strollers, parades.
Cats.
Yes. Anyways, so the other topic we want to talk about is Chris Sharps just got back from Legoland. Well, it was a while ago, but we haven't had a chance to get over to it.
Do you still remember Legoland?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
So what did you think? How is it from like a kid's family perspective, or, you know, for that age group?
Okay. So Jesse and I do not have kids. We took my 2 5-year-old nephews and my 8-year-old niece. So we kind of got the best of both worlds in seeing it not only from adult eyes, but also seeing it through the eyes of kids. It's a really cool park. I kind of have to back up on that just a little bit. It's not Disney. You're not going to find that kind of same level of over the top guest service. A lot of the attractions are very slow loading, which can lead to some longer lines. We went, of course, during a peak travel season, and the wait times were never more than 25 to 35 minutes for any attraction. So it's not extremely heavily attended yet. For those guests who may be familiar with the old Cypress Gardens, Legoland is located now where Cypress Gardens was, or in Cypress Gardens, the area still exists at Legoland. The thing to remember is that Legoland is targeted for families with children ages 2 to 12. So if you have kids in that age zone who even remotely enjoy playing with Legos at home, they're going to love Legoland. Like, all of the roller coasters and things like that are targeted for ages 2 to 12, with some of your kind of bigger roller coasters targeted more toward that 12 end of things. It's just really cool how they pulled Lego theming into every aspect of the park.
Yeah.
Having grown up playing with Legos for hours, and I'm gonna tell a secret on myself. I still play with Legos. Go me.
That does not surprise me.
No,
at all.
I totally. Do you have the Death Star?
I do not. No, I'm more like of building things. I'm not all about buying the sets and building them. I'm more about like just having bricks and building whatever is in my mind.
Yeah.
So the coolest thing that I found about Legoland is the ability to do like the factory tour, the VIP experiences. If you're going to be down there during your child's birthday, you can book a birthday party at Legoland, and then the kids can have like a VIP experience. There's even like one-on-one sessions with like the techniques gurus. So if you have kids who are in that kind of 10 plus range, who play with the technique sets, or you have kids who are on their school's robotics team, like they're going to find stuff to do at Legoland. When we were there, they were doing like a coupon on the bottom of any receipt. I think it was for any purchase over $25. You got like a $20 coupon. If I remember correctly, and it was $20 off of like a $40 purchase.
Wow.
So in the areas where they have like the factory outlet kind of quote unquote pick a brick wall, you can buy Legos by the pound for super cheap. So if you are a huge Lego fan,
cheap.
Go buy Legos by the pound at Legoland.
That's good enough.
So yeah, I came out with like two 1 pound bags of Legos for like $40 total, which is incredible. Just absolutely love that. Kind of one of the coolest things that I think for the younger families is Duplo Valley. It's kind of an entire area just themed for toddlers. So lots of play things. The total park is 150 acres. So you're going to do a lot of walking. Unlike Disney, where it is like a spoke and hub design in the parks,
yeah.
Legoland's not like that. So you're going to meander some, you're going to backtrack quite a bit to get from one area to another. And those are the small conveniences that I particularly missed about Disney's way of business. But the rides and attractions are really cool. In summer of 2015, they're opening their first on-site hotel. If you're familiar at all with getting to that area of Florida, it's about a 40-minute drive from Orlando. So you really have to plan to spend the entire day or tag it onto the front end or the back end of a Disney or Universal vacation. And really, to do the full park and the water park that's on site, you would almost really need 2 days because there's a lot to do, a lot of planning that kind of has to happen to make everything kind of work out well, especially if you want to do some of like the VIP experiences.
Yep.
That are like smaller group activities. So, yeah, I mean, tons of stuff. There's a waterfront show at Pirates Cove. Trying to think of some of the other things that we saw. Of course, there's Miniland.
Hey, so back to the water park. So from what I understand, the water park it's part of Legoland. So it's not like you buy a water park ticket and go to the water park or buy a Legoland ticket and go to the Legoland.
It is a separate ticket park.
So you buy a ticket for it, and it's part of and it lets you into it through Legoland, or how does that work?
Yeah, you essentially this is kind of where it gets a little crazy. I feel that you have to have a ticket to get into Legoland, and then you have to have the separate ticket to get into the water park.
Uh-huh.
A really great deal that I have seen is a lot of times you will see a season pass for $99, and that gives you access to both. So it, even though you may only be going for a day or two,
yeah, for $99 bucks, it's a pretty good deal,
right? Yeah, and the thing is, okay, so for an adult ticket, the Legoland ticket plus the water park it retails at $99. If you buy it in advance online, it's $84. So that's a pretty good savings. And then the 2-day ticket, which is kind of great, crazy, is $99. So you can do both the water park and Legoland for $99 for a 2-day ticket. The Legoland only ticket is $69. And then the Legoland 2-day ticket is $84. So whenever you look at prices, and keep in mind that these are that those are like special promotional pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, something kind of cool that I thought they did was they had VIP parking, which literally allows you to like open up your car door and walk 10 steps to the gate of the park. And that's like, I think that was $20 and regular parking was $12. So because we had kids with us and we knew that we were going to be kind of coming and going from the car throughout the day a couple times for like water park supplies, which we ended up not going to the water park, but long story and planning there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
you, didn't, you have your water park fast passes at 180 days, so.
Exactly.
Couldn't get on the slide.
We didn't have our water park fast passes.
Yeah. Gotta plan it out.
You're so...
A couple things you said. So the first thing was that I remember. So about how they load rides. And this is... You start to notice this at any park you go to when you go to Disney. Like, you go to Disney and they, like... You get on the roller coaster, you get off the roller coaster, bam, and they have it down.
Right.
You go to Six Flags, you go to any other park, Legoland, and it's like... Okay, roller coaster's empty. They haven't put anybody on.
They're sending trains out of the station with empty rows.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense.
Did you think that Universal loaded pretty well?
Universal did pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought Universal did good.
I didn't really notice. Of course,
Six
I was
Flags,
usually panicking before.
That's true. Universal was pretty good. You notice it at Six Flags. You'll notice it at like Dolly World. You'll notice it at
Hollywood.
Dollywood. Dollywood.
Dollywood.
Wood.
That's my favorite park ever.
Yes. You notice it at some of the other parks, and they have like no desire to load it any faster. They just kind of, and then they'll put like one kid in one seat and one kid in another, and there'll be like a ton of people waiting in line, and there's just no rhyme or reason.
Yeah. No, they're just like, whatever.
Yeah. And then you're like,
and
ah.
We actually, it was funny because when we were at, it was Six Flags, and there was
Six Flags is horrible.
There were two girls. We had two extra tickets to fast passes, essentially. And I told this on another show, but there were two young girls, and one of them worked at the park, and she was there on her day off. And then the other girl had actually done the Disney College program, and they had two completely different approaches to their job, and they openly talked about it. And the one for Six Flags said, yeah, we do the minimum. We do what we have to do, no more. We don't lift a finger beyond what we have to do. And
that's kind of sad.
It is, because this is their first
job.
It's
surprising, because, I mean, you know, people who work at Disney World work there because, you know, they get people from all over. And, you know, granted, there are people who just want a job, but there are people who, for them, it means more than just a job.
People are lined up to work at Disney.
Right. And
you know, on the college program, they
you don't
they
see that at Universal. You really don't. I mean, we had great experiences with their, I guess they call them team members there. I had no issues with anyone, especially the lady who dressed you up as Harry Potter. I thought it was just as cute as can be. But in general, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Disney's different. That's what makes Disney different and better.
So the other thing on Legoland, like Chris was saying, it looks like it just has a really cool theme. They do a really good job of theming everything with the Legos. And if you like Legos, it's everywhere.
Yeah. And all the stuff that like is built of Legos was just incredible. Like in the Miniland USA, that's where all of like the mini models are built. The Daytona Speedway, the Kennedy Space Center, Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., a whole ton of like Star Wars stuff, California, just New York, like the Golden Gate Bridge made out of Legos.
That's pretty cool.
That rocks.
So, and there's also a shuttle, and I don't have the information, but we can put it maybe in the show notes. But I know there's a shuttle that goes from Disney World over to Legoland and back. It used to, we talked about it on a previous show, it used to leave from one of the outlet malls, and I think they changed the location.
It's from a parking garage now on International Drive.
Okay.
So you have to get to that parking garage. It's not on Disney property, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, okay.
So. Yep.
So, and then there, and you can take the
shuttle. It picks up in the morning and it drops off in the evening.
So it's like a
one-time. That's a pretty good deal. But you'd have to cab it over, right? You'd need to still get over there, and the buses aren't really that easy to kind of.
Which actually, I have to make a shout out to a travel client. Jonathan, who he and his girlfriend are headed to Walt Disney World just this coming week. And I did not know this, but Uber is now in Orlando. So he and his girlfriend will be using Uber to get from the Walt Disney World Resort to Universal for much, much cheaper than a shuttle or anything like that. So if there are any Uber users, you can Uber in Orlando.
What is Uber? Is that like a special magical thing that we don't know about? Do you know what that is, Steve?
It's a Chris, go ahead and explain Uber.
Uber is kind of off the cuff cab fare. You as an individual can sign up to be an Uber driver, and people can hire you to take them places, and it's all through an app. So
Steve, I'm going to be an Uber driver. Don't you think that's a good idea?
So
look out, Atlanta.
The first question I have, and of course I'm sure there may be, so what's to stop, like, so anybody can be an Uber driver and just like, hey,
I could be an Uber driver.
I'm going to take you the short way to wherever. And
hey, I'm going to ride to Legoland.
I only pick up teenage girls. Is there like any safety?
Sure, you have to be trusting.
Wow.
Yeah,
there are some basic things. But it's kind of free market. So, I mean, you kind of have to, I have had it used on me, I guess you could say.
So did you use it once?
I needed a ride to the airport, when I was in Houston, and a coworker called, pulled up the app, did it for me. And I was to the airport in about a half hour.
And so, like, I mean, some random dude in a pickup truck showed up and was like, hey, get in, throw your stuff in the back.
Yeah, the Uber driver that I experienced myself, I was his first passenger.
Oh boy.
He had no clue how to get to the airport in Houston. So I get into the vehicle, I put my stuff in the back seat, I get in, he hands me his phone, says, I need you to tell me, give me the directions. So like, it's one of those things where it's unregulated. You kind of have to be careful with it. So if you're a trusted Uber user and you've had good experiences, by all means, save the money, save the cab fare, and take Uber.
This is exactly what they had in Russia when I lived there. And it would always be like some guy who was a chemistry professor at some top university. And you'd need a ride to Pizza Hut or whatever the equivalent is. No, I'm serious. And you'd get in the back of the car and you're like, this guy's totally going to kill me. So I don't recommend this at all. I think Uber's a bad idea, Chris Sharps. And I can't believe you're suggesting this.
It's the up and coming thing. It's like everywhere.
It's ridiculous.
But my concern would be is...
being murdered? That would be my concern.
Well, I got to imagine that at some point some horrible story is going to come out and then no one's going to use it.
This is exactly like the cab that you took to the airport when you went to New York. Remember, that's basically the same idea, right? You took that van. Well, that's a little more.
I took a shuttle service.
But it was just some guy's shuttle, right? Or car. It was the guy with the...
It's like a shuttle service, and then it's basically they have a van and they pick up people and take them out there.
And...
But it's more of a loosely, you know, it's a small local shuttle service.
Yeah,
but
it's not quite as hanky as this.
But
this
it's not like
scary.
Some random dude's going to maybe show up or not show up.
Hey, you want to ride?
Hey, you need a ride? Hold my ferret. Hey, come on.
What?
You know,
I don't
what?
Know. All those what? Crazy people have ferrets.
You know what, Pippa? One of my favorite clients has a ferret. You better stop it. She's got two, and one's named Rocco, I think, and she listens every week, Steve.
Well, she picks me up in a car, says, hold on to Rocco, we're going to the airport.
She's going to be down there when we're there for Uber. You're so rude.
Ferret loving listeners.
Yes. Anyone who loves ferrets is okay with me. Y'all haven't met Steve. He has his own issues. Ferrets are the least of your problems.
I got a ferret when I was a kid. Did you hear the story? Real quick. We're not even nowhere near on topic, are we?
Okay. Well, yeah, but who cares?
All right, real quick.
It's your birthday.
The ferret story, and then we'll got to get back on. Well, then we'll wrap up.
And you know what? You never told me this ferret story. You told me the chinchilla
story. So when I was
a little,
when I was like, I don't know, 10 or something, I wanted a ferret because they were fun or whatever. So my sister actually went to the pet store and used her money and bought me a ferret for my for my birthday.
And in return, you took her to the prom when you were 18 and she was 16.
No,
right?
But so anyway, so she bought me a ferret. And we had it for like 2 days, but it was horrible because first off, they smell. And no matter how much you wash them and put them in the little sink and cover them in soap or whatever, and they just sit there and they look around at you and they're all cute, they still smell even after you wash them. They just never stop. And the second thing they do is they are like little magpies or whatever, where they steal all your stuff. So they take everything they can find and they put it in their mouth, like your car keys, if they're anywhere they can get them or anything at all.
Were you driving then?
No, but they take anything they can find and then they hide it. So they took every little thing they could grab their little mouth, he could grab his mouth on, and then he would run behind the furniture and hide it back there. And then we had to like move all the desk drawers and everything to find. So if there was any little, they just grab it and collect it all into like some place and they hide
it. That might
all your
be useful
stuff.
Though, because if you can't find your stuff, but
you're
you
know
like, the ferret's
I know
hiding
it's probably in the ferret hiding place, which is like a 400-pound piece of furniture that you have to slide out of the way to get to. So yes.
This story went very St. Olaf very quickly.
Yes.
Do you know what though? He also, Chris Sharps, you don't know this. He also used to live in a chinchilla barn when he was in college. And he told me that the saddest thing about it was listening to the chinchillas party all night while he was sitting there by himself. If you're like the chinchillas, they all get love, but I'm not.
This is a story for a whole other
Are we going to start singing Muskrat Love?
And then he said, you know what? The chinchillas, they were having a great time, but I wasn't. I was just sitting there on that bare mattress.
I slept one whole semester in a chinchilla barn. All right, anyways, well,
sorry,
that's a whole nother show.
It's an awesome story.
And it has absolutely nothing to do with Legos. So, yes.
Or a ferret. Now I know what the ferret story. Did you know about the ferrets?
I heard about the ferrets.
Wow. It was actually a ferret, but yeah. But yeah. So, yeah.
You're going to have to cut that
We have out. Tickets to Legoland, but we have not been, so we need to go eventually take Brooke and Amber and try it out.
It's pathetic that we can't find the time to go.
We need to get down there.
As much as we're down there, we can't make it.
It's hard because you're at Disney and it's hard to get away to do a 45-minute drive to go somewhere else. So
yes. And the drive seemed even longer than 40 minutes. So
I know.
One thing I highly recommend is the like refill all day like slushy mug.
Oh,
they have a slushy mug
fan,
there.
Yeah. I am a fan and lover of slushies.
I am too.
So yeah. So like I think it was like it was just a couple dollars for the refill. But yeah, it's one of those huge
That's
like
disgusting.
Foot and a half tall. Oh, the,
How can you drink that much of a slushie? Oh, what are you, a 12-year-old boy?
The day we were there, it was like 135 degrees in the shade.
Yummy.
Oh,
let me go
totally
have some
day.
Syrupy, extra sweet frozen ice.
It's
delicious.
Awesome. It's like a bottomless Slurpee.
You know, I'm sorry, Sharpie, but listen to you. You're all excited about paying $20 for this mug and $2 refill. Bills. Did you ever hear of 7-Eleven?
They don't have Legos there.
You would have had to have go down the block, and this was like right inside the park. So
when was the last time you had a slushie outside of Legoland?
Oh, like I try to weekly. It is like a fiendish addiction for me.
You like the cola?
Oh no, I am more like I like the orange and the cherry.
Oh, like the creamsicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That's just weird.
Good stuff.
The more
I
learn about you, the more I think you're a little strange.
Yeah.
I see the thing is I stopped drinking soda like back in February, but like the sugary slushies I don't know. It would have to be very difficult.
Can't give it up, can you?
I do have one question. Did you remember how they used to have those Southern Bells out at Cypress Gardens? I heard they have them now in Lego form. Did you see those?
Now, what is that?
They used to have the Southern Belles out there. You remember they had the big hoop skirts?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was like the big thing.
I can't confirm or deny that.
So I think they have them in Lego form.
Yeah, so like where you take the boat ride, they still have the boat ride off to the right through the, what are they, the cypress?
Trees.
Trees, and yes. Then where the Southern Belle was, I think I remember seeing a Lego version.
Okay.
In a news release or something.
Cute.
Yeah, so that park was a lot of fun. We went to it when it was Cypress Gardens. It just never did well because it's too...
Was that in the 50s?
No, that would have been probably when you were there. So when you were there as a Southern Belle?
I was there as a Southern Belle. I still have the hoop skirt. I can still wear it.
Were you... But then that was... I think you said that was the year they kicked you out because you were too old.
Yeah, I was.
You were just over the
age. They kicked me out because I was drinking and swearing. And they were like, come on, Southern Belles don't do that.
Yes. So, but yes, fired. But... I went to Cypress Gardens at least once, but it was just too far out of the way, and that's why. Then Legoland bought it, and they hopefully are doing better, but it's just an odd spot. So location, 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 and that definitely is not where it is a good spot for a park.
You should trademark that phrase. I've never heard of it.
I know.
Hey Sharpie, how were the crowds overall? I know the wait times you said were pretty good, but are you elbow to elbow with people?
No. Okay. It was like the longest attraction wait time was for the World of Chima like water ride, and it's because it was so hot that day everyone wanted to be on the water ride. So
why didn't you just dump a slushie over your head?
Yeah.
Well, here's the cool thing.
So
my brother took his kids on the ride. And you have the ability to like spray people who are on the ride.
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
Hand crank guns.
I love that.
I got the crowd like rip roaring laughing when I saw them coming out. Yeah. I went and filled a mug up with water from the water fountain and totally soaked my brother when he was on the ride. So it got a good laugh out of everyone, and I'm pretty sure that he still owes me one for that. But it was pretty funny.
That's nice.
Sibling rivalry never dies.
Very cool.
Okay, so that's good on Legoland. We have one listener question that Lauren's going to cover. Lauren?
Okay, so Keith Frusty wrote to us and said his family is planning a trip to Disney World for next year. They went last time in January 2013 and stayed on site at Old Key West and had the time of their lives. Since then, their family has become considerably larger with the adoption of 5 children. They now have 9 kids ranging from 16 to 3. So the question looms, where can we stay? I refuse to drive from Upper Michigan, about 24-hour drive, and not stay on site. The extra magic hours are the best part of the day. A kitchen is a must. As you can imagine, the dining plan is a budget buster. Any advice you would have would be great. Thanks, Keith.
What do you think?
I basically just wrote back to Keith and let him know that personally I would look at the Grand Villas. His other option would be 3 rooms, which is not going to work. 2 rooms at Art of Animation, not going to work. It's not going to give him a kitchen. So his only options are going to be the Grand Villas. And really, most of them, not all of them, but most of them have it. So, Keith, you can look at Old Key West again. You can look at Saratoga. Boardwalk, Grand Floridian Villas is going to be pricey. Bay Lake Tower is hard to get. Or Animal Kingdom. All of them have 3-bedroom villas that will sleep up to 12 people. So that would be the way I would probably start to look.
Because the big issue for them is that...
There's only 2 adults.
Yeah, there's only 2 adults. So the only other solution would be 2 suites, right, at like Art of Animation. And why wouldn't you want to do that one? Because that's... Because, you know...
No, because he can't. He wants a full kitchen.
Oh, he wants a
right.
full kitchen. If you want a full kitchen...
And plus, there are
only
2 adults.
Bet.
Only 2 adults, full kitchen. You really don't have many options there except for the villas.
So let me ask you a question. What if they went ahead, and this is kind of crazy, but what if they went ahead and did 1 2-bedroom villa and a 1-bedroom villa just because, or even a studio, just because those villas, those 3 bedrooms, you've priced them. They're outrageously expensive and they're very difficult to get and you're never going to get a discount.
No,
yeah, and they're never included on the promos. That's what stinks about them.
But if you had a even a standard room in a 2-bedroom somewhere at Animal Kingdom, although that would mean you wouldn't be near each other. But if you got a studio with a 2-bedroom, even if you were across the hall. Don't you think that would be a better option? It'd definitely be cheaper.
I think it depends on your family's dynamic.
Don't say rent DVC points.
That's
the first thing I thought too.
Yeah. In a situation like that, where you want to keep your family together and you want to stay on property, you don't have many choices.
But if you rent DVC, if you're trying to get a 3-bedroom villa through DVC, the thing you absolutely have to do is book it 11 months out. Which means, so you're probably going to have to go through a broker, and you're going to have to be committed 11 months out. That's the problem, because you'll never get those 3 bedrooms sooner than that, or later than that, I should say.
But it all depends on where.
Yeah.
Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, you can pretty regularly get those at like eight to nine months. Like Bay Lake Tower, you could probably get those at 9 to 10 months too. It all depends on when you're traveling too, because your higher peak travel seasons are of course going to be more difficult to get what you want.
I just think that you're going to have to commit really early on. I don't know. Like I said, I think I would almost do a 2-bedroom and a studio and hope for a discount, because if you've got 9 kids, you don't need to spend $7,000.
All right, I will wrap up the show right here. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or go over to mousechat.net and download them there. If you have any comments or questions for us, please write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.